Here, must be summer. So, where are you gals headed?
Okay, I found the perfect solution. We get off the train at the next stop in Oxnard. We then take the 113 train back to Union Station. We take a cab back to the apartment, get my flash drive, and then race to San Luis Obispo, where, assuming the lights are with us and minimal traffic, we'll meet the train.
I've got a better idea.
Are you going to be sarcastic?
Well, you take all the fun out of it for me. Look, Penny's home. Why don't we just call her, have her go in the apartment, get your flash drive, and email you the paper?
But the flash drive is in a locked drawer in my desk.
So?
The key is hidden in my room.
So?
Penny would have to go into my room.
So?
People don't go in my room.
I see. Well, it seems once again you're caught between a rock and a crazy place.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
It's hot in here. Must be summer. It's hot in here. Must be summer. It's hot in here. Must be summer.
It's hot in here. Must be summer.
That's cute.
Really? I just made it up.
Have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
It's loosely based on my life.
Yeah, we're putting the play on for one night in this little 99-seat theater. Can you come? Oh, great. Do you know 98 other people that might want to come? Oh, hang on. Hello?
Listen carefully. I'm about to give you a set of instructions which you must follow to the letter.
Just a sec. The theater is above a bowling alley, so it's a little noisy, but it might be the only chance I'll ever get to play Anne Frank. And the director is brilliant. He uses the bowling sounds as like Nazi artillery. Okay, great. I'll see you then. Hello?
Okay, step four. Do you see that small plastic case on my dresser?
Your dresser? Who is this?
It's Sheldon.
Oh, hey, Sheldon. How's San Francisco?
I'm not in San Francisco. I'm on a train. Were you even listening to me?
No, I was talking to my friend, but what's up?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up. I'm in a crisis situation, and I need you to marshal your powers of concentration, limited as they may be.
Give me the phone. Hi, Penny, it's Leonard.
Hey, Leonard, what's going on with Dr. Wackadoodle?
He's calling to ask you a favor. You might be confused because he didn't use the words Penny, Sheldon, please, or favor.
Okay. Enough chit-chat. Okay, step one, locate your emergency key to our apartment. Step two, enter our apartment. Step three, enter my bedroom. Step four.
No, hang on, Sheldon, get another call.
Get down.
Leonard, let me tell you something. Personal robots cannot get here soon enough.
And that bright little star peeking her head out early today, that's Venus.
That is so cool. You really know a lot about space.
Come on. When you were on TV in Firefly, you were actually in space.
You're not one of those guys who really believe that, are you?
You mean one of the hopeless geeks?
No,
those are crazy people. Howard, be a dear and get me another one of these.
Now him, he's one of those geeks.
All right, now before you enter my bedroom unescorted, I need you to understand that this one-time grant of access does not create a permanent easement. Easement. It's a legal right of access. Good grief. What? No, don't put me on hold. Oh!
Do you believe him? Normally around women, he has the personality of a boiled potato. Put one beer on him and he's M. Night Shyamalan.
Is that what he's drinking? It's not even real beer.
What?
Look at it. Non-alcoholic beer.
What's going on?
I don't know. Some sort of placebo effect, I guess.
Placebo, you say? Interesting.
Yes, I'm still here. Where am I going? I'm on a train. Now, what you'll be looking for is a small wooden box located between a Hoberman sphere and a sample of quartz flecked with pyrite. Hoberman sphere. It's a collapsible icosahedron dodecahedron. No, the thing with the time on it is my alarm clock.
Actually, in India, the names of constellations are different. Where you have the Big Dipper, we have the Big Curry Pot.
You're making that up.
You got me. Now, what are you going to do with me?
Raj?
Yes?
Look.
What am I looking at?
You tell me.
Non-alcoholic beer, yeah?
Hi, I'm the small package good things come in.
Okay, I got a box, but there's no key in here, just letters.
That's the wrong box. Put it back.
Oh, Sheldon, are these letters from your grandmother?
Don't read those letters.
Oh, look, she calls you Moon Pie. That is so cute.
Put down the letters!
Hey, Penny, it's Leonard.
Hey, Leonard, how's the train ride?
Delightful. Listen, I don't know what you're doing right now, but there are little bubbles forming in the corner of Sheldon's mouth.
Okay, yeah, I kind of crossed the line. Put him back on.
Thank you.
I'm back.
What up, Moon Pie?
Nathan calls me Moon Pie, but meanwhile...
Hey, Penny, Leonard again.
So anyway, in the dream, you and I were ice skating, just the two of us. And then I picked you up by your ankles and twirled you round and round until your legs tore off. I tried to stick them back on, but before I could, you turned into a giant loaf of pumpernickel bread. What do you think that means?
I really don't know.
I'll give you a little clue. My favorite sandwich, salami on pumpernickel.
Is that so?
And did you know the word pumpernickel comes from the German words pumper and nickel, which loosely translates to fart goblin?
No, I didn't. Okay, I found the box. Now what?
You're holding a Japanese puzzle box, which takes 10 precise moves to open. First, locate the panel with the diamond pattern and slide the center portion 1 millimeter to the left. Then, on the opposite end of the box, slide the entire panel down 2 millimeters. You'll hear a slight click.
Hang on, Sheldon, do you have any emotional attachment to this box?
No, it's a novelty I ordered off the internet. Did you hear the click?
Not yet. There it is.
Okay, here's another one. If you married the famous rock guitarist Johnny Winter, you'd be Summer Winter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna just go for broke here and say I like you.
Yeah?
Here's my question. Do you realistically see any conversational path that would take us from where we are right now to a place where I could ask you out and you'd say yes?
No.
Fair enough. I'll leave you in peace.
Thank you.
But before I go, would you mind if I just take one picture of us together for my Facebook page?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, can I take one where it looks like we're making out?
Okay, now, you're going to insert the flash drive into the USB port. She calls me Moon Pie because I'm nummy nummy and she could just eat me up. Now, please, put the flash drive in the USB port. The one that looks like a little duck's mouth.
Hey, how'd it go?
Terminator broke my phone.
Excuse me. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I've just spent the last 2 hours imagining various scenarios in my head, trying to come up with some clever line to say to you, but then I finally realized you're a human being, I'm a human being. I could just say to you...
Next stop, Santa Barbara!
I'm sorry, this is me.
Hi, my name's Leonard.
So I'm thinking, you won the Nobel Prize, what, 3 years ago? So you must deal with a whole lot of what has Smoot done lately. My thought is, we continue my research as a team, you know, Cooper, Smoot, alphabetical, and when we win the Nobel Prize, you'll be back on top.
With all due respect, Dr. Cooper, are you on crack?
Fine, Smoot Cooper. Wow, what a diva.